Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. My name is Marina Liaros-Naples, and I am your host here on the Meeting Ike series Blog Talk Radio show. This is my 15-minute lunch break show. Happens on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then on the alternate weeks, Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time is my special guest show. Every single Wednesday that I have a show, is a special guest is on my show. The next show that I am having is next week, Wednesday, of course, and I am having Julie Halifax on the show. Julie is a reflexologist and has been practicing for many, many years. She is really good at what she does, and she's going to be on the show to tell you about reflexology and talk about her practice. She is operating out of the Western New York area. For those of you, for those listeners that are in that area, and so you can tune in, even if you're not from that area, tune in to be able to learn some more about reflexology. Today's show is about dreams. What are your dreams telling you? Do you remember your dreams? Everyone dreams, and I hear this from people when they say, oh, I don't dream. And other people say, I never remember my dreams. But there are people that absolutely insist that they don't dream. Everyone does, in fact, dream. Even your pets dream. I mean, how many times have you seen your dog, you know, with the legs going or barking in their sleep or making noises? They wake up startled, look around like, what just happened? The cats will dream also, and you can see it with them. And I've had my cats the same thing, is that they'll be making noises, wake up and look around like, what happened? So even your pets dream. So, yeah, you do dream, absolutely. There are dreams that are that we wake up and we really feel good, and other dreams scare us, and other ones still confuse us. We don't have a clue what they mean or why it happened, what's going on, but they know it was something important. And then there are different things that also happen during the dream sleep, where you could have sworn you were actually there. You were there in that place with those people, interacting, or as somebody who was just watching what was going on. Then there are other times when you're in that dream state and you feel as though you're learning something, a higher type of learning, and that there are beings that are teaching you and telling you things, and you wake up and you either remember it or you have this vague sense of knowledge of what it is that they taught you, what the topic was about. You feel a little different inside, but you feel as if you were really there with those persons. Now, when you dream, why is it we don't remember our dreams, or we remember bits and pieces? And why is it other times we can remember every detail from the scrolling of a chair or woodwork and the different colors and different things that are going on, what people are wearing and just everything that happened, and you go into these great details. And other times you go, I had a dream that I was in the car driving somewhere, but I don't know where, and I'm not sure what was going on, but I know that we were trying to get away or we're going to someplace really good and happy. So let me ask you, do you remember your dreams in black and white? Do you remember them in color? Does it change sometimes? Sometimes black and white, sometimes color, or even in the same dream. Are you a participant, or are you watching what is going on? Do you have any idea what your dreams are telling you? Or are they really just an outlet of your emotions, fears, and wishes of what's going on during your daily life and the present time, at that time that you were having those dreams, whether it was that week or that month? The answer is yes to all of those. Yes. Yes, you are in a dream state, and we all learn on a higher level, and there are beings, whether, you know, there are guides, angels, people who have passed on. There are others that believe that it's an alternate reality and an alternate exact replicate of like our Earth, and so they're in that area there. But then there are other people that won't believe any of that. You know, oh no, it was just a dream. My personal belief is, yes, we learn when we're awake. We learn when we are asleep. What makes us think that angels, guides, and anyone else on a higher realm is not going to communicate with us only because our body is asleep? Our wakeful consciousness is zoned out. Why would we think that they won't communicate with us? That would be the better time to do it. We don't have those filters on that blocks everything out. Absolutely. We are connecting with and learning from others. Now, when you have dreams, a lot of the different dreams mean different things. But let me quote something from Edgar Cayce. Dreams, visions, impressions to the entity in the normal sleeping state are the presentations of the experiences necessary for the development if the entity would apply them in the physical life. These may be taken as warnings, as advice, as conditions to be met, conditions to be viewed in a way and manner as lessons, as truths, as they are presented in the various ways and manners. If you're not familiar with who Edgar Cayce is, Edgar Cayce is known as the sleeping prophet, and he was around many, many decades ago. There's actually an association that is based upon that he had founded, the Association for Research and Enlightenment, and it's based out of Virginia Beach, yet they are worldwide. And so they have the different groups all over the place on our planet. And there are many books about Edgar Cayce and his readings and the interpretations. He gave thousands of readings to many people, and they were all documented. And he always did this in his sleeping state, the sleeping prophet. He would go into a trance, and people would have their readings from Edgar Cayce, and everything was documented, and they were very detailed, and so everything is documented very well, and there are a lot of teachings and classes and courses going on through the Association for Research and Enlightenment. So that is definitely an outlet there if you were looking to expand upon your horizons as well. Different types of dreams. I'm just going to go over a few things now. I have had different types of dreams. I remember when I was a child, and every time I got sick, I would dream, now I'm showing my age here, of the television shows that were on, is I would dream I was on Gilligan's Island. So how many people out there remember Gilligan's Island? Well, I would be on Gilligan's Island, this island where people had shipwrecked onto from a cruise, and they were there trying to escape, and it was one ridiculous, silly episode of happenings after another with the different characters that were stranded together there. So that was something I would have when I was younger. And there were dreams I had for a number of years where I was being chased, and I knew that in the dream, I was, you know, if they caught me, I was dead. So those are the fear dreams, you know. And so when you are, you know, a child like the Gilligan's Island, and you're out there and you're sick, and so, you know, I can see why I was having those dreams with that. Now, a lot of different psychiatrists, psychologists try to coin what dreams mean for people. I mean, even Sigmund Freud, he just described dreams as the royal road to the unconscious. And suggested by studying the obvious content of dreams, we could bring to light the hidden and unconscious desires that lead to neurosis. Now, when you dream and you're having a difficult day, quite often, you know, you are acting out your reactions to conscious and unconscious, reactions to your emotions, your feelings, your thoughts, to what was going on during the day. If you are stressed and you are overwhelmed so many things coming at you at once. You could be dreaming that you are in, say, a jungle and you are being chased by all types of scary, you know, lions and tigers and whatever. And then there are things if you are afraid because something is coming up and that you are afraid of it, whether or not, you know, it could be a medical thing, it could be something with family, it could be anything at all. Those fears can come out as a raging, angry dog that is trying to attack you. And that dog represents that what you are afraid of, that how it could hurt you. And, you know, when you feel exposed in life, and it's information or something you didn't want out there, or you feel put on the spot, or if you have to do a presentation in front of a group of people and that's just not your thing, you can't stand up and talk to people because you're going to freeze up. A lot of people, they end up having a dream that they are naked in public. And or have you ever had a dream where you keep going into a restroom and you're going to try and use the restroom, and then you wake up and you realize you actually really do have to use the restroom. So that was part of your body saying, you know, trying to get that message across to you. So it could be something as simple as that. There are dreams about the teeth, and that's, you know, part of your communication, whether you're brushing your teeth, need to brush your teeth, they're dirty, they're big, they're losing your teeth. So that is about communication, and that there are some that believe that it's about your personal power and your ability to be assertive and decisive and for self-protection. Dreams about dying. Now, we all have had dreams about either ourselves dying or dreams about somebody else dying. And sometimes those dreams are precognitive. And yes, we have dreamt that person is dying or just has died. Yet other times, as dreams go, it can be a part of ourselves, an aspect of our own being that we associate with that person. Is it an elder, meaning an authoritative person? Is it a child, the child within you? Is it someone that has characteristics that maybe you admire, somebody that has characteristics that you don't like at all? And we all have, you know, our good days, our bad days, good aspects to our personality, and those not so pleasant ones also. So it could be part of that, that part of you that is dying, and because you are changing, you're going through some changes in your regular life and your daily waking state. There are changes coming up. There are changes that you don't want to happen. There are changes that you do that you're working hard to make happen. So that when that happens is that we're bringing in and creating a new part of our life, a new part of our own selves. People are doing those self-help, you know, listening to self-help, and whether or not they're taking classes or courses or doing it personally at home. So an old part of them is dying and a new part is being born. So it could be something as simple as that. Yet sometimes it is that somebody around us has passed on. So worry about dreams being too literal, and worrying that it is just too much and that it's absolutely specifically what you dreamt about. When you're driving a vehicle in a dream, that vehicle tends to represent your own self, your own body. And you are driving around and where you're going and who is in the vehicle with you. Are those aspects of yourself? Are those actually people that you are involved with in your waking state and you have a group effort of doing something with? So I really encourage everyone to go and learn more about dreams and not to worry about them so much. Once you learn about the meanings of them and what they could mean for you, then you'll find you'll be able to get messages from them. What happens if you are looking for a message and you can't come up with anything in a waking state? Before you go to sleep at night, sit down, do some meditation, and while you're in your meditation, ask for those answers to be revealed in your dreams. Keep a pad and paper next to your bed so when you wake up, before you fully awake, even writing down the key words about it. I mean, just write key words about it instead of writing out the whole dream. Things that will make you remember about the dream so that you can end up writing about it the more that you're waking up. Because the more we wake up, we tend to forget about those dreams. They tend to, that memory, because it's on a different plane of ours. And so that is a way to get answers and remember your dreams. My name is Marina Liero-Snaples, and this is your Blog Talk radio show from Meeting Ike series, Lunch Break Show, this Thursday. And next week, Wednesday, again, please join me when Julie Halifax joins me for talking about reflexology. Thank you for being with me today. Bye for now.